A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 6th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the issue of human rights. This follows violent demonstrations in Chitungiza yesterday.
And to join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And we are also on the internet. You can find us on the web on Zimbabwe, voazimbabwe.com, lobagu voandebele.com, lobanjalogu voashona.com.
However, the residents are concerned that we have heard of reports of unknown vehicles and the people who are driving in this area that are not familiar usually with the residents of Chitungwiza. And they are suspicious that these people might be from the security sector.
Zviripo ndezvekuti hachisi chokwadi kuti maspot fine emhosva nhatu dzekudarika robot rakatsvuka kana kudraivha usina license nechimwe chiritatu kuti zvaakunzi unobhadhariswa $100. Kuti pashandurwe mutemo wekuti mafine asvike $100 maspot fine, kunofanirwa kutochinjwa mumwe mutemo usiri Finance Act unova unonzi Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act, kunyanyisa Criminal Codification and Law Reform Act. Kuti mutemo uyu unonzi Criminal Codification and Law Reform Act
once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the issue of human rights and the Constitution.
And yesterday, Blessing, the Zimbabwe Republic Police allegedly violently crushed a demonstration by over 100 commuter omnibus operators who stormed council offices in protest over what they deemed the exorbitant permit fee charges. The clashes later pitted the police and ordinary residents, human rights groups, and opposition parties have condemned the police action.
The opposition MDC released a statement today saying, and I quote, "It is apparent that the ZANU-PF regime is afraid of the people of Zimbabwe. The regime is now paranoid as it is acutely aware of the fact that millions of Zimbabweans are living in abject poverty and destitution as a direct result of the regime's misrule, unmitigated corruption and misgovernance. Typical of all dictatorial and fascist regimes, the ZANU-PF government is determined to use brute force and violence in order to unconstitutionally stop Zimbabweans from exercising their constitutional right to stage peaceful demonstrations." The opposition party also blamed the police for further escalating tensions in the country by suppressing violently a demonstration by Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe members on Monday. Three were briefly detained and later released, PJ.
Mm-hmm. But the police chief superintendent Paul Nyati says the demonstrations were unlawful. Mm-hmm. What do you want us to discuss on Studio 7? If you wish to join the discussion, you can show by phoning us directly on 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Wokuka hama wadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nyaya yekodzero dzevanhu izvinotevera mirizhonga yakaitika muchitungwiza nezuro, mapurisa achitiwo pane vanhu vakaedza kuratidzira zvisiri pamutemo asi vagari vemuchitungwiza vachiti aiwa hondo yakatanga pakati pevatsigiri veZANU-PF kana kuti vanofungidzira kuti vatsigiri veZANU-PF nevemakombi, asi mapurisa paakauya aiwa vanga vasasarudze vaingoti chero muna awanikwa chimbo mugotsi. PJ.
Yebo ngempela siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje uhlelo olwe live talk lapho namhlanje esithi esihluza khona udaba lodlakela oluqhamuke edolobheni leChitungwiza lapho ke uqale ukulwisana khona abamakhombi aba bekade bejengisela ngokungahambisi izimota zabo ukuthwala abantu phakathi kweChitungwiza ledolobheni leHarare besola kakhulu ukwenza kwamapholisa njalo lokwenza kukamunicipala kukukhweza inhlawulo yamapermits ukukhweza inhlawulo nxa kuyukuthi uwephule imithetho yemigwaqo ama-fine. Ama sport fines. Yikho kade be kodwa kwasokuqhamuka ke ingxaba ngxoza ukuthi kade belwisana ngalabana kanelwa ukuba ngabezana uPF kwazobuya amapholisa kwaba lamacele yamathathu yikho ke kade sokungasakhanyi vele ukuthi balwisa yibaphi abalwisana lobani.
Anzi batamuri batamfupi. I think PJ I think our guests are lined up. Fester from Chitungwiza, Chitown. We have the director of the Chitungwiza Residence Trust. That is Mr. Marvelous Akumalo. Mr. Akumalo, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, my dad?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. And if you may speak up, we can hardly hear you. And from Johannesburg, we have a human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga, who works with... Human Rights Watch. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening and Happy New Year, dear friend. Good evening, Marvelous Kumalo.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year to you too.
Mm-hmm. And Happy New Year.
Maybe let's start let's start with you, Mr. Kumalo. Just give us the situation. What is it like in Chitungwiza today after the skirmishes yesterday?
Yeah, sure. Today is a bit calm, but it was very tense yesterday when these finishes started. At first, we thought it was just a demonstration by commuter owners and bus operators. But as the day progressed, we realized that a number of hidden hands is actually joining the demonstration.
And who are these?
Yeah, the demonstration was hijacked by youth from Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the country and hijacked the demonstration. They went to the country office and hijacked the demonstration by commuter owned bus operators.
Mm-hmm.
And this ended up turning violent.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of residents were caught in the middle, and some were injured.
Thank you so much. PJ?
Yeah. Wothi ngihle ngiyamukele yena umnumzana Khumalo siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu njalo siyakubulisa ku Studio 7 live talk ungasichazisela ngamafeature ukubana kwenzakaleni izolo uthange lalamhlanje ukuthi umumo unjani.
Ngiyabonga. Umunicipality kaChitungwiza ukhweze izimali ezibhadalwa ngamakhomuta omembasi ukuze arenke kumarenkini akhona lapha eChitungwiza. Kodwa lokhu umunicipala ukuyenze kungela ukuvumelana kumbe esingathi ama-consultations awayeenziweyo umunicipala ngama-key stakeholders laba abamelela abalemijova yabo lapha eChitungwiza kumbe esebenzela lapha eChitungwiza. Lokhu kucine kungasahambanga kuhle noma yena umunicipala wayesekhweze futhi ikhombi eyodwa yodwa kumbe umjova owoyedwa ufuze ukhuphe imali efika $100 ngeminyaka ukuze akwanise ukusebenzela lapha eChitungwiza. Lokhu kuthe sokungahambanga kakuhle labo abemijova bahlangane basesithi kungcono ukuthi bathengisele and bona babona ukuthi ukuthengisela kwabo ngaba kuhle nanxa bangawithdrawa
michove yabo kusuka emgwaqweni ukuze ingathwali abantu ukuthi izolo sibona abantu abaningi behluleka ukuya emisebenzini besuka esindiza njalo abaningi labo abalemisebenzi yabo ezandla abaziyenzelayo bezenzela besedolobheni leHarare bayihlulekile nayo labo ukuya emisebenzini yabo. Lokhu kucine kuphazamisa izinto eziningi. Abantu bagcina labo sebelwela izimoto ezazikhona ama-private cars amalithwane belimazana abantu bedidimisana ukuthi bathole ithuba lokuzeka kade izimoto lezi baye edolobheni. Kuciniso kubuya lalabo ama-youth awezam t f bezama ukuxoda laba abantu ababesengihlela e-townhouse yebesikundiza laphana bagcina sebelisana besikiselana besayana ngamathi kwagcina sokulimazisa abantu ababengela ndaba nalokho kwakusenzakala ekudlulela besenza eminye imisebenzi yabo kwansuku zonke.
Kodwa-ke ngizwe abanye besithi laba abashayeli bamakhombi kanye labo conductor babo kade sebechaya izimoto zalabo akade bezama ukuthwala abantu kuhambe njani lakho?
Ye, lokhu kwenzeke njalo andiphila njengesindiza resident siyazi kasikhazi siyakhondema ama-accidents anjalo noma bona bakhethe bevumelele ukuthi bangathwali bawithdraw ama-services abo emitova.
Yeah.
Abanye babo kade bengangenelani nalokhu ukuthi bona labo abanye babezinikele ukuze bahambe phambili le misebenzi bethwala abantu kodwa labantu abagcina sebebona ngazathi kumbe ama-demonstrations abo angayeflopha bagcina sebe ukuluza nokubambezela labantu ababengafuni ukuze babe labo beku-demonstration leyo. Kolokho sikuboneke kusenzakala abantu bechawa beshiswa kumakhombi amanye echawa ngamade ebrekwa ama-windows and lokhu thina njengesifundi zalezinsi class siyakukhonzema kakhulu.
Let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, it appears it's now problematic to hold a demonstration in Zimbabwe, even a peaceful one. What does the constitution say? Because the police spokesperson is quoted as saying some of these demonstrations, the one yesterday and the one on Monday by the teachers, were unlawful.
Well, it is not surprising that the ZANU-PF government has always resisted free expression and the ability of people to demonstrate. But what is shocking now in 2016 is that this is happening against the background of a constitution that was voted for by ZANU-PF members, which fully supports and provides for the rights of all the people of Zimbabwe to fully demonstrate, to protest, and to express, you know, to petition government on issues of concern to them. So what is happening is clearly unconstitutional because people have a right to demonstrate, which is enshrined in our constitution. They have a right to petition, they have a right to protest and to march peacefully. So, but we are dealing with a police force that does not appreciate these fundamental rights and freedoms, and that is still operating with a mindset of the past where they would clash demonstrations willy-nilly and violate and disregard the rights of Zimbabweans. So the challenge is more to do with attitudes and mentality of the police who are unwilling to accept that we are under a new constitutional dispensation that provides for people's rights as they do today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga, and for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight we are talking about the human rights situation in the country. PJ, you have a call.
Yeah. Ngilomlalelo khona ecingweni u-Aubrey siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu. Kunjani ba?
Hayi.
Ye, usithinte ngocingo ungapi kweZimbabwe?
Hayi, ngikhuluma semana leGwane.
eGwanda. Yeah, kunjani khona ngapho ngaseGwanda? Izulu liyana na?
Ngiyachitha ilanga lithi mhlawumbe manje.
Hayi lizabuya. Kuthiwa kuleyezi lelele El Nino yilo libangela ukuthi izulu lingani lonyaka. Mm. Uyaluzwa udaba lwethu olusegudini ukutshengisela abantu be ngokuthula kodwa kuzabona ukuthi amapholisa ayeza khona lapho afike adale umonakalo kuchayo abantu abanye babotshwe sibone ukutshengisela kwabamakhombe esitungisa sabona ukutshengisela njalo kwababalisi basemaphandleni abe-Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe kunsukwane esanda kuyidlula labo bachayo babotshwa. Wena-ke ubona njani umumo onje eZimbabwe?
Umumo onje awulunganga empilweni zabantu.
Yeah.
Iba la amapholisa enze adubeka njengabo. Kodwa ukuthi ma abantu kutshengiseka kuze kuthi izinto eziningi mina bandule ngezizulu into ezi kakhulu.
Yeah. Wena ukhuthazani-ke ukuthi kwenziweni? Ukuze ilizwi lenu lizwakale. Hayi siya. Yeah. Ungabingelela ababili abathathu. Njengoba ungumnyaka omutsha kangaka.
Njengoba siqale umnyaka omutsha la nyathi siqala kuzi. Sinabanye singamasizi sezulu. Sidlala ithebuzi ngelayitsho lamali. Sisimuzi lelo New Year. Kodwa hhayi siyaqhubeka phambili sithi hhayi asiqhubekeli lisa kuzaze kulunge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonke abafowethu abasemanama abakomboyo abakonyathi abakodube abakodlozi nabo bonke iindaba zonke zithi bafowethu basisekunzimeni basiqhubekeli sinesithana.
Yeah. Hayi sibongile kakhulu Aubrey.
Hayi siyabonga.
Kulungile. Blessing ulo mlaleli.
Nari amkuma Nicholas ngiyambothi netsembi chana regaitidzoke kwamuri vamavhinga tichitarisa iyo nyaya iyoyi yekuratidzira nekuti vanhu vakawanda vari kutiwo mapurisa anenge ari kuvadzivisa kuratidzira asi mapurisa achiti vanhu vacho vanenge vatyora mutemo. Asi tiri kuona kuti zvinhu munyika vamavhinga zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka munyaya dzezveupfumi zvingava izvo here zviri kuita kuti zvinhu zviite kunge zvaakuita manyama amire nerongo?
Ndizvo zvochaizvo kuti dambudziko riripo nderekuti vana vezimbabwe vari kutambura vari kuyavaya vari kunoka svosve nemuromo. Kana voda kuti varatidzire vataure nhuna dzavo vakamira panheyo yekodzero dzavo dziri mubumbiro idzva ratiinaro renyika. Bumbiro idzvairi rinovapa kodzero dzizere dzekuratidzira. Asi dambudziko riripo herino nderekuti mapurisa edu havasi kuzvigamuchira kuti vanhu vane kodzero dzavo. Chekutanga, chepiri, mapurisa achiri nepfungwa yakare yekuti vanenge vachishanda vari kudivi rezanup f vasina kumira pachokwadi pekuti munhu nemunhu ngaaite kodzero yake yekutaridzira, kungava kuhurumende yavamugabe, kungava kusangano rezanup f, kungava kunani. Kodzero yemunhu ikodzero yake zvisinei nezvematongerwo enyika. Saka chatinoona ndechekuti mapurisa anonyanya kuvhunduka vomhanya mberi kudzivisa vanhu nekuti vanoziva kuti vanhu vane nhuna vane kugunununa pamusoro peutongi hwehurumende yavamugabe, hurumende yezanup f. Ndo pane makatatanwa ipapo. Asi kurudziro yedu isu nekodzero ndeyekuti mapurisa ngaaremekedze mutemo nekodzero dzevanhu dzekuratidzira pachena murunyararo nhuna dzavo dzese pasina mhirizhonge kana kurambidzwa kana kudziviswa nemapurisa.
Tinotenda vamavhinga and PJ.
Manje vamavhinga njo vanengakhulumi isindebele.
Ya ukumaroya.
Bengathanda.
Uyadoba dobu.
Mavinga lokhu ngakade lokhu ngakafundisa indebele.
Hayi ngiyadoba dobu uyakuthi umgabe labantu bake bezanifiye. Bayaphambaza uyazobayaphambanisa umthetho. Kumele ukuthi abantu bayenze ama demonstrations kungela ukuthi ama police athi hayi akuyenzekali. Kumbe njani njani so akukodwa ngiyadobadoba yabona.
Hayi wena elisile. Ngizokuthi ngibuyele-ke kuKhumalo. Khumalo, wena uthini-ke ngalesi simo esikhona okwamanje, lesi sekelo sombuso esilotshwe ngo-2013 kodwa-ke nanku sesingenya ku-2016 lokhe iziqondiso zemithetho yonke emunyethwe yisisekelo sombuso lokhe ingalandelwa, uthini-ke ngalokhu?
Ye thina njengezizakamizi ezihlala lapha eZimbabwe kumbe ama-citizens kasithazi nalolu daba, noma yithi thina njalo esahluphekayo sadubeka abantu bebhala isisekelo leso sembuso wesizwe esithi ama-political parties wonke aye kuhulumente isikhathi soneso, i-ZANU-PF, i-MDCT ne-MDCN bavumelana bonke bathaba bavuthanisa ama-supporters abo bonke bethakazelela ukuthi asambeni sonke siyovota sivotela isisekelo sembuso yelizwe esitsha. Abantu njengalokho bavota bathakazelela bathi izinto sesiza kuba ngcono lapha elizweni. Kuthetho kunjalo isisekelo sembuso yelizwe leso sithe sifake emthethweni, yena uPresident Mugabe esefakile isandla sakhe ukuthi sokusemthethweni sesayinile, saqala ukubona manje uhulumende esebuya lama-excuses ukuthi kasila mali nokuthi senze lokhu. Isisekelo sombuso welizwe lesi siyadura, asikwanisi ukuze thina sisihlekele njengohulumende. Lokhu kwathiwo ngu-Honorable Minister iphathini thinamata Finance and Economic Development. Lokhu kwathina sekusitshengisa thina ukuthi uhulumende kazinikelanga ukuze yena abone isekelo lesi sombuso wesizwe esitsha esifuka ukuthi siqalise ukusebenza sinikeze abantu amalungelo abo njengentando yabo abantu beZimbabwe. Isithi lokhu sekusitshengisa ukuthi uhulumende elihlana lokho okwathiwayo ngabantu ukuthi yikho esikufunayo, yena sesima phambili selisana nentando zabantu. Kuthi thina kasithazi njengezakhamizi, noma siyakwazi ukuthi isisekelo lesembuso yelizwe si-transparent and siyatho ukuthi sifunani. Kodwa thina abantu thina sesibona abantu esabakhethayo ukuthi basimelele yibo kathesi abasebenza ukuthi sihluleke thina ukuzinjoya lokho okuthiwoyo isisekelo sombuso welizwe.
Yibo abasincindezelayo. Bamba khonapho icingweni sithathe abalaleli esilabo lapha. Blessing uqale ngawo.
Thina mkhoma Lament Makadi.
Makadi
munogona zvese shona nekukuluma zvese. Haiwa, ndimi watiri kutsvaga imimi. Ngatitange tinzwe neShona munoti kudii nenyaya iri kunzi nevamwe pada mapurisa ari kutyora kodzero dzevanhu, asi mapurisa achitiwo iwo vanhu vacho vari kuratidzira zvisina mvumo.
Panhau yakafanana neimukoma Blessing inhau yekuti mapurisa achine pfungwa dzechinyakare dzehurumende yechinyakare, nekuti vakaramba vane pfungwa dzakafanana nedzakadaro nyika yedu hatingakwanisi kubudirira, nekuti varombo vanoramba vari varombo, vapfumi vanoramba vari vapfumi, especially patinenge tichitiregedza tigadzirise zvinhu sevana vevu, zvinhu zvacho zvinenge zvisingagadziriseke, nekuti isu patinenge taakuda kuratidzira kuti aiwa tatambura varume tai takashandisa nzira yakadai nekudai kuda zvimwe tingaite zvinhu iwo ndopaunenge uchiva chitikanganisa.
Chikulu maitinzwa.
Okay, nyesho njengaloku ngenxa yamapolisi makunje sokumekanje ukuthi thina sifuna ukukhombisa ukuthi hayi sesikhathele njengabantwana zasezimbabwe, lokhu asisakufuni, kumele sizame ukuthi mhlawumbe singaphumelela, because we can keep on ngokusokola ngenxa yokuthi thina sifukhomba ukuthi hayi masazama ukuthi sikhombe isivele ngempela masenza lokho singakwazi ukuphumelela bona maba sizimba basijikela kusho ukuthi thina asengeke sizokwazi ukuphumelela.
Aiwa siyabonga tinotenda zvikuru.
Ngosekela lokho.
Zvakanaka Nkomo blessing.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Ngilungile. Ngilomlaleli njalo uNkomo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu.
Yo mavelas.
UPJ.
Ngiyaphila mavelas.
UPJ not mavelas.
Yaphila.
Hello.
Yebo.
Yeah, good right. Yeah, ngiyakuzwa liyakhuluma liyakhuluma.
Yeah, Nkomo, ungasipha lawe umbono wakho ukuthi kambe kwenziweni njengoba isisekelo sombuso siyasekela ukuthi abantu bajengisele ngokuthula balalo ilungelo lokwenza njalo. Kodwa kuzabonakala ukuthi amapolisa abe lawo iseduzane khona lapho azame ukuvimba ukujengisela okunjalo.
Umuntu oyisithutha marvelous.
Hayi, anso marvelous, ngu-PJ.
Okay. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Ungazi uyayicanga umuntu uhlakaniphile.
Mm.
So mabebeka imithetho kumbe lese kulama-find, befaka ama-find amakhulu angithi.
Yeah.
Yeah, babecanga ukuthi bahlakaniphile ba-raise imali, but on the other hand, amapolisa, they enjoy that one. Because now esezamisa umuntu udriver uthi hayi ulecala linje 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 uyakwazi ukuthi ufesana le $100 fine.
Yeah.
Umuntu wazo ukuthi hayi no mina ngila $100 but ngile $10. Umpolisa lwami uyathatha $10 is a bribe angithi.
Yeah.
So they are promoting i corruption wese ukukhweza ama fine lokuyala ku-implementa imithetho leyi kuyabulala ilizwe wese.
Yeah.
Uma mina ngukhangelo ngiwambona.
Mm. Uthi kakwenziweni.
Which they should do, they should put in normal fines so that umuntu uzayala ukuthi khona adize amapholisa abhadale ifine i-government ibe le mali. But if you raise prices, end of the day, umotorist kasakwanisi ukufinda sokufanele adize.
Liyaba lilizwe lokudiza.
Uyabona into engisho?
Yeah, hayi ngiyakuzwisisa.
Yeah, so angihambisani lakho njalo imithetho yeZimbabwe akululanga ukuthi implemente njalo amapholisa akufuni ukuthi implemente because on the other hand amapholisa asutha ngakho khonokho.
Baza suta ngamandla.
Hawu, sebekhoma ngaphakathi.
Hayi, siyabonga Nkomo ngokusiphathisa kwakho kuhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje.
Ngibonga kakhulu mama.
Kulungile.
Okay, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Tina vashumba vari parunhare, vashumba chimborambai makabata handiti. Tina tomboverenga just quickly some WhatsApp messages we have. Nicole says, yeah, police is stripping loads of fines from drivers leading to commuter omnibus operators are not realizing any profits. Emmanuel says, bankrupt, corrupt government rigged elections but cannot rig the economy. Mumwanoti inindi noti panyayema fine. Vachina masa wakabaya dedene mukanwa. Iwo varikuramba mutemo iwo saka. Varikufarira kurova ma red robots here. Kana yaka wanda faini yacho, ingotevedzirai mutemo nyayacho haikubatei. For our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live, so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press live talk. And Mr. Mavinga and Mr. Kumalo, please do stay on the line, and also Mr. Shumba Rambemuri Barunare, I'm Blessing Zulu.